الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الخلق أجمعين، وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين، والشافع المشفع يوم الدين، ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه واقتفى أثره Dear brothers and sisters, حياكم الله. To this session of Key to Knowledge, and we are with the last session of the Believe in Qadr. حياكم الله يا الأخوة والأخوات. ونحن اليوم مع آخر درس من دروس الإيمان بالقدر. We have mentioned some time earlier أن الناس قد انقسموا من جهة القدر أو في القدر من جهة أفعال العباد إلى قسمين. الذين آمنوا آل السنة والجماعة and the قدر of Allah. والقسم الآخر هم أهل الضلال and the other type are those of the misguidance and innovations. انقسم ثلاث فرق. These people divided into nine sects. فرقة تسمى القدرية المجوسية، one is called the قدرية مجوسية. والمجوس هم عباد النار، and the مجوس are those who worship the fire. وفرقة تسمى القدرية المشركية، another group called the قدرية مشركية، or the Qadariya, the atheists. وَقَدَرِيَّةٌ إِبْلِيسِيَّةٌ وَقَدَرِيَّةٌ إِبْلِيسِيَّةٌ. One group called Qadariya Iblisiyah, referring وترجع إلى إبليس عليه أن الله وإياكم من شره. They refer back to Iblis, may Allah's curse be upon him, and may Allah protect us all from his ways of deception and misguidance. أما القدرية المجوسية, as for the قدرية المجوسية, فهم الذين كذبوا بقدر الله وإن آمنوا بأمره ونهيه. The first type, the قدرية المجوسية, are those who rejected and denied the قدر of Allah, the destiny and decree of Allah. Even if they believe in the command of Allah and the forbid of Allah, لكنهم كذبوا بقدر الله, but they rejected and denied the destiny of Allah. والغلاة منهم أنكروا العلم, علم الله بما يكون. And the extreme ones of them denied the knowledge of Allah of what is going to exist. وَأَنْكَرُوا الْكِتَابَ أَيْ لَوْحَ الْمَحْفُوظِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلَائِقِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. And also they denied the book, the preserved book. They denied that Allah Ta'ala had written the destiny of all the creation before he created the heavens and earth by 50,000 years. وَأَمَّا الْمُقْتَصِدُونَ مِنْهُمْ أَيْ الْمُعْتَدِلُونَ فِي مَذْهَبِ الْمَجُوسِيَّةِ. As for the moderate ones, of the Majusi madhab, فإنهم أنكروا عموم مشيئة الله وخلقه وقدرته. But for those the moderate of Majusiya are the ones who denied the will of Allah generally, and they deny that he created the evil, or he created the actions of people. وَنَفَوْا وَأَنْكَرُوا قُدْرَةَ اللَّهِ. And they deny that Allah Ta'ala is able to do whatever He wills. وَهَؤُلَاءِ هُمُ الْمُعْتَزِلَةِ وَمَنْ وَافَقَهُمْ. And these are the Mu'tazila, and whosoever agreed with them. وَقَدْ جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ. And they set up partners along with Allah in creation. يَعْلُوا لَهُ شُرَكَاءَ فِي خَلْقِهِ فَقَالُوا أَنَّ خَالِقَ الخير غير خالق الشر. And they said that the one who created the good is a different creator from the one who created the evil or the bad. ونفوا كون الذنوب تقع بمشيئة الله وإذنه. And they denied that the sins only exist by the will of Allah. وهم يقولون إن الذنوب تقع دون مشيئة الله. They say that the sins exist without any will of Allah. ولا شك أن الذنوب, and no doubt that the sins, لا تقع بالمشيئة الشرعية. The sins do not exist based on the legislated will of Allah or the will of what we call Sharia or Allah ascribe for people to do or not to do. ولكنها تقع بناء على المشيئة الكونية. But definitely it exists only by the will of Allah, which that, as we call it, the kauniyah or the universal or the destiny, the pre-decree. لأنه ليس شيء يقع في هذا الوجود إلا بمشيئة الله وإذنه وإلا لكان هناك لله غالب. And that there is nothing can exist in this world except that Allah Ta'ala will it. Otherwise there must be someone who be more powerful than Allah or similar to Allah that make things happen which Allah doesn't like them to happen, doesn't want them to happen. وهذا لا شك أنه خلاف الحق. And this is no doubt that it is فهذه الفرقة القدرية المجوسية. These are the قدرية مجوسية sect. وأما القدرية المشركية, as for the قدرية مشركية, فهم الذين أقروا بالقضاء والقدر وأنكروا الأمر والنهي. Those are the ones قضاء and قدر, the destiny and decree, but they denied the command and forbidding. وقد وصفهم الله عز وجل في آية الأنعام آية 148. And Allah Ta'ala described them as in the آية of Surah Al-An'am آية 148. قال تعالى, الله تعالى said, سيقول الذين أشركوا لو شاء الله ما أشركنا. Thank you. فهؤلاء عطلوا الأمر والنهي. وهؤلاء طائفة من المعتزلة كذلك. And this type is also part of the Mu'tazila. لكنهم يسمون يدعون الحقيقة. But they فهم يعطلون الأمر والنهي الذي هو الشرع. So they deny the command and forbid which is the شرع or the religion that Allah Ta'ala revealed. ولكنهم يعترفون بربوبية الله العامة. Admit that the lordship or the lordship of Allah generally. وأما الأمرين أقر بالقرر والنهي. As for the third type or the third sect is which is called the Qadariya Iblisiyya, meaning the followers of Iblis, they admitted both things, the Qadha and Qadr and the command and forbidden. لكن جعلوا هذا متناقضا من الرب. They admitted all, but they said the Lord is contradicting himself. They say that the Lord contradicts himself. ونفوا حكمته وعدله. And they denied the wisdom of Allah and the justice of Allah. كما قال إبليس مقدمهم لما قال, as Iblis, the head of them, said, لما قال الله عز وجل له, في آية سجود آدم, نعم, قال يا إبليس ما منعك أن تسجد إذ أمرتك. قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. أو قال ما كنت لأسجد So he denied the command of Allah Ta'ala based on his own judgment, which was وهكذا قال هؤلاء الأدعياء. نعم. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية في مجموع الفتاوى مجلد 16 صحيفة 244 و245، شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية سيد إزبوك مجموع الفتاوى value 16 page 244-245، وقد تبين أن القدرية الخائضين بالباطل إما أن يكونوا مكذبين لما أخبر به الرب من خلقه وأمره. He said it is clearly found that the Qadariya who speak falsely about the Qadar, they are either ones who denies and rejects what Allah Ta'ala informed about His creation and His command, وإما أن يكونوا مظلمين له في حكمه، يعني يجعلونه ظالما غير عادل. All that they say that he is oppressor, is unjust سبحانه وتعالى. نعم. فهذا كلام أهل العلم فيهم. This is what the people of knowledge said about them. وأما عن أفعال العباد فقد انقسموا إلى قسمين. As for the deeds of the slave of the people, they are of two types, أفعال اضطرارية وأفعال اختيارية. There are actions which a person does with no any intention or willing to do it, and the other things that he does intentionally and he chooses to do it. فأما الأول الاضطرارية فهي كانغلاق العين، انغلاق الرمش، رمش العين. It is as the blinking of the eye وجريان الدماء بالعروق and the blood running in the veins. وغير ذلك and others. وأفعال اختيارية مثل الطاعة والمعصية and things that he can't choose, and these are the obedience and the disobedience of sins. نعم. ف فالناس انقسموا بهذا الى اربعة اقسام. So people are divided into the, in this issue or in this subject into four types. الاول القدرية ووافقهم بذلك المعتزلة. The first saying is for the Qadariyya and the Mu'tazila agreed with them on that. قالوا إن العبد قادر على فعل نفسه وله فيه المشيئة الكاملة والقدرة التامة وأن مشيئته وقدرته مستقلة عن إرادة الله وقدرته وأن العبادة لله. So they said that the slave is able to what he is doing. He is the one who is doing it. And he has the complete willing of doing it. And the complete ability of doing it. And his willing and ability is something independent from the ability and will of Allah. And they say that the slaves are the ones who create their deeds, their actions. And these actions and sayings of these slaves, they say that these are not created by Allah. واستدلوا بأدلة في غالبها عموميات. They also took some evidences for their belief which are of general meaning. It's not specific. قالوا الله تعالى فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. He said that Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Ayah 14, الله تعالى said فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. So blessed is Allah, the best of creators. They said, قالوا بأن الله أثبت خالقين متعددين فدل على أن العبد خالق لفعل نفسه والله أحسن الخالقين. They said that Allah affirmed that there are other creators than him. So this proves to them that the slave is the creator of his deeds and actions. But Allah is the best of all creators. وهذا لا شك أنه خطأ، لأن معنى تبارك الله أحسن الخالقين أي أحسن المصورين. أحسن المصورين المقدرين، and this is wrong because the meaning of this ayah means that Allah Ta'ala is the best of those who make images, and the best of those who can decree something if there are others. وَالْخَلْقُ لَهُ مَعْنًا ذَانٍ، and the creation in Arabic has different meaning. وَهُوَ الْإِيجَادُ وَالْإِبْدَاعُ. ومن قوله تعالى كما في سورة العنكبوت، في الآية 17 منها، and the like of that is what Allah تعالى said in سورة العنكبوت آية 17 of it. إنما تعبدون من دون الله أوثانا وتخلقون إفكا. You worship besides Allah only idols and you only invent falsehood. That is the meaning of يخلقون وتخلقون إفكا. Invent. That is the meaning of it. Here. واستدلوا أيضا بآية الأحقاف الآية 14 منها، كما في قوله تعالى جزاء بما كانوا يعملون، as in the ayah number 14 of it, a reward for what they used to do. قالوا رتب الجزاء على العمل، فدل على أن العبد قادر على فعله ولهذا جوزي به، ولو لم يكن قادرا عليه لما جوزي به. They said that he Allah Ta'ala made the reward based on the deed of the slave, and if the slave is not able to do, then Allah would not punish him for. وجهلوا أن جهلوا لسان العرب، and they did not know the tongue of the Arabs, of the Arabic language. لأن الباء هنا تسمى السببية أو باء السبب أو باء العلة. As the ba in this ayah, bima kanu, bi which clarifies the cause of that, of the punishment. That is from the Arabic language, principles in the Arabic language. Jaza'an bima kanu ya'malun. The reward of what they used to do means because of what they used to do. Because of what they used to do. وقد رد أهل العلم على هؤلاء بأدلة واضحة. And the people of knowledge have refuted these claims with clear evidences. كما قال تعالى while Allah has created you and what you في آية سورة الرعد وآية سورة الزمر في الزمر في الآية الثانية والستين منها as in the ayah of سورة الرعد and the same ayah repeated in سورة الزمر as in سورة الزمر ayah 62 وفي آية الرعد الآية السادسة عشر and in the سورة الرعد آية 16 الله خالق كل شيء. Allah is the creator of all things. وكذلك قال الله عز وجل كما في سورة النحل في الآية 81 منها as الله تعالى said in سورة النحل الآية 81 of it والله جعل لكم مما خلق ظلالا وجعل لكم من الجبال أكنانا وجعل لكم شرابيل تقيكم الحر وشرابيل تقيكم بأسكم ذلك يتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تسلمون. And Allah has made for you out of that which He has created shades and has made for you palaces or places of refuge and the mountains, and has made for you garments to protect you from the heat and cold, and coats of mail to protect you from your mutual violence. Thus does He perfect His favor to you, that you may submit yourselves to His will in Islam. فهذا صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في حديث حذيفة إن الله خالق كل صانع وصنعته
Verily Allah has created everyone who every skills man and his skill. Man and his skill. وطائفة أخرى كالجبرية تدل بآية الأنفال الآية 17 على قولهم الباطل بأن العبد مجبور and the Jabriya said by their they took as a proof to their false claim that the slave is forced to of what he is doing so he cannot stop doing the wrong. قالوا الله عز وجل قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وما رميت إذ رميت ولكن الله رمى. He said that Allah Ta'ala said and you O Muhammad threw not when you did throw but Allah threw. فقالوا بعكس ما قال first one said that the actions of the slaves on Al-Qadriya they said that the slave creates his own he's the one who creates the actions and deeds and things that he does and says and Allah has nothing to do with that. The slave is the one who wills it, the slave is the one who makes it exist. The first one was the Qadariya and Mu'tazila agreed with them. He is forced to do what he is doing. استدلوا بهذه الآية and they took this ayah as a proof. وما رميت إذ رميت قالوا الله يقول له إذ رميت يعني أن النبي رمى لكن الحقيقة أن الرمي هو الله ولكن الله رمى. They say but in reality the one who threw is Allah not the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهم يفسرون الآيات بأهوائهم والتفسير and they interpret these ayat by their own desires and they never go back to the people of tafsir interpretations كابن عباس وابن مسعود وعامة الصحابة. وعلى كل حال فمنهج أهل السنة والجماعة إثبات القدر
and that Allah Ta'ala knew of what the people and all the creation are going to do and what is going to exist even before the He created them. ويؤمنون بأن as written down in the preserved book وأنه سبحانه وتعالى يقدره وأن الله تعالى يقدره متى شاء and he Allah Ta'ala decrees it whenever he wills ثم يقضيه فيجري Allah Ta'ala makes it found, existed فهذه أربعة أمور يؤمن بها على السنة والجماعة في مسألة القدر. And these four things that people of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, and أيضا يؤمنون بأن الله أن العبد له مشيئة وله قدرة وأن الله له مشيئة وله قدرة وأن مشيئة العبد وقدرته غير نافذة إلا so they believe that Allah's will and Allah's ability Allah's will and his ability is until Allah Ta'ala wills it and permits it. وأهل السنة والجماعة يؤمنون and the people of the Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe كلًا أزد الفور فأهل الجنة ويسرون لأعمال أهل الجنة as the people of الجنة the people of paradise are led to do the deeds of the people of paradise وأهل النار ويسرون لأعمال أهل النار and the people of fire are led to what the people of fire do وأهل السنة والجماعة يؤمنون and the people of the Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe that القدر سر الله حكمته وعدله The qadr or the destiny is the secret of Allah that no one knows. Power of Allah and the ability of Allah and the justice of Allah. They are pleased with their Lord completely. مسلمون له. They're submitting to Him. ويؤمنون and they believe
أنما يقع عليهم من المصائب that whatever calamities fall on them أنها بكسب أيديهم that it is only by the earnings of the hands of the sins وأن الله يعفو عن كثير and that Allah تعالى forgives more than what exists of the calamities due to the sins. فهذه عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة تجاه القدر. So this is the كرمه أن يجعلنا وإياكم من المؤمنين حقا. So I ask Allah تعالى to make us all from those true believers. وأن يجعلنا ممن رضوا بالقدر ورضوا عن ربهم عز وجل. And make us from those who are pleased with the destiny that they face and from those who are pleased with their Lord, Allah exalted. ونسأله عز وجل أن يعلمنا ما ينفعنا وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا. And I ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us what benefits us and to benefit us with what He told us, with what He teaches us. وَيَجْعَلَهُ حُجَّةً لَنَا لَا عَلَيْنَا. And He makes it to be a proof for us, not against us. الله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. And إن شاء الله وإن شاء الله سيكون عندي سفر يوم الجمعة القادم إن شاء الله تعالى. I'm going to travel on next Friday فجر. So there, فلن يكون هناك خطبة جمعة هذه الجمعة لي. So there will not be any خطبة جمعة for me this coming Friday حيث أني مسافر إلى غامبيا ثم إلى أسبوع ثم إلى غانا أسبوع. As I'm going to travel to Gambia for 1 week and then Ghana for 1 week. وأن الدروس هناك بإذن الله تعالى ستنقل عبر الغرفة فالتوك وكذلك إن شاء الله على الوزك. And that the lessons and دروس and lectures there and activities are going to be broadcasted on the هالتوك روم and on وزك. ولكن موضوع الاختبار عن أركان الإيمان الستة مجتمعة. But for the exam of the six pillars of faith all together. هل تودون أن يكون هذا الأسبوع أو تريدون أن نؤجل إلى بعد العودة من السفر ثم نراجع ثم نمتحن؟ Or do you prefer that when I come back from the journey a revision and then we do the test؟ فهنا نحب أن نسمع من الجميع. And here we need to hear from الامتحان يكون في هذا الأسبوع يكتب واحد ومن أراد أن يكون بعد العودة من السفر يكتب اثنين. So I'll allow you now to need from all of you
to choose. Also, one, the exam this week for on all the six pillars, type one. Who wants it after the journey, type two. There would be the exam. You, inshallah. And that would be the certified exam. Inshallah. All these ones you did is called quizzes. And that's why on Qadr we're not going to do the quiz, but we're going to do the, inshallah, the whole revision on all. And then we do the exam, inshallah ta'ala, to make sure that everyone understood it well, inshallah ta'ala. And that is the one would be certified, inshallah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi.